Power Play. Here's your host, C. Williams.
Clock standing tall, feeling good here on the big game week. Seat Williams, Ari, he's got the dish. It's the ones and twos. Also, Mike Hugh, co-producer, and he's also booking things on Facebook Live, our video cam guy. So much to get to. Mike Lewis, the racing sportsbook director over at the Suncoast, he's going to join us at about 25 past the hour. Then we'll get into some dope after that and final go round. Also, backing off this segment, Up in Your Face, as tradition. Kind of had fun over at Symmetry Medical Spa on Friday. That was cool. A lot of giveaways, and we'll get you started here in a minute with the hit list. But so much to talk about. We'll see what happens with the Lakers, with Anthony Davis and Kyrie Irving. He's in that situation for the mix. A lot to talk about. By the way, it is freezing in here. Ari, what's up, man?
It's not my fault. I like it cold in the studio, but this is a little crazy.
It's cold if you have a significant other in the room, because right now I got to check mine.
This guy. Damn. That's all you think about. I'm not mad at that, though. It would be nice to be cuddled up with a nice...
Hate it when you're doing a radio show and your nipples are hard.
Wow.
It's jacked up.
Hey, everyone.
All right. Let's get started with the hit list. Ho! Kind of know what's coming first, folk, huh? Trade me to Fox or ESPN right now. Don't want to play here anymore. Anthony Davis, the brow, the Pelicans. Well, you know, the thing is, when Rich Paul, the agent for LeBron James, happens to become your agent, we kind of know where he wants to go, right? That came down by kind of like a big surprise, because the Brown, you never hear him say much of anything. He just balls. They're struggling, the Pelicans. They're likely not going to make the mix as far as the eight, even though the East has surged with some better players. Kyrie being one. Well, actually, he moved from Cleveland to Boston last year, but Kawhi Leonard is the most significant guy of all that moved from the West to the East, making Toronto that much more stronger. But Anthony Davis, he says, look, I'm not going to re-sign that extension. He could get a big extension of 5 years for $240 million if he wants to this summer. But he says, no, I'm going to opt out. So I got one more year by 2020. I'll be gone, but trade me before the deadline, which comes up February 7th. So they don't want to trade him. Their exec said, we do not want to trade the bro. We want to keep him here. But I will give credit to AD for this. He went to his teammates and he told them why. He said, look, I want to compete. And, you know, even though we're trying our best here, we have some players that were kind of like, I guess they're reloading. They had a good team last year. This year, it doesn't really happen every year. Even if you have the same five, or if you mix things up, think you have a better five. Look what's going on with the Celtics. They have the deepest team in the NBA, but they still struggle for minutes. Last year, when two of their more significant players, Gordon and Irving, were out, they played better. I mean, they nearly got to the championship and won it. So it didn't quite turn out in their favor. However, they're in a situation now, Boston, where Irving, because his contract is set up the way it is, if in fact the Pelicans decide to deal Anthony Davis, there's the one team he can't go to because of the contract. So it would have to be this summer after the season ends. So you know where he wants to go. He wants to be a Laker. He wants to play with LeBron James. And the question is, if he goes to the Lakers, who do the Lakers serve on the plate in return? Obviously, there'll be some draft choices. Kyle Kuzma, you've got Zoe Ball, Brandon Ingram, and Zubac. To me, don't trade the big. Zubac is going to be all that. Honestly, I believe he had 24 in that win last night, 116-102 over the Suns. The two guys that I would like to keep if you're a Laker fan, don't get me wrong, Kuzma's probably the one guy in the four that I just mentioned, Ball, Ingram, Zubac, and Kuzma. Kuzma's probably the guy that is the best overall athletic talent. But in the end, I'd let Ball go. Sure, I mean, if Rondo's going to stay healthy, Rondo, to me, he's a scholar of a point guard. Rondo sees the floor when he wakes up in the morning, okay? He's all that. And he hasn't really been a problem. I think when he's next to LeBron with the same colors, he's going to be fine. Certain guys have certain respect for the GOAT. And I think Rondo, even though he's had his issue with teammates, with officials, with just fans in general, I think he's okay as a Laker. And if he can stay healthy and not spit in a guy's face when they play Houston, then I think you're okay. Kuzma, I think, is the best guy, but the two guys on the Lakers I would not let go in this deal, one would be Brandon Ingram. Brandon Ingram, once he puts his shoulders on, he doesn't have the shoulder pads on yet, but once he beefs up just a bit, gets rid of those toothpick for sticks, right? He's got sticks like Roger Mayweather. Roger Mayweather could pop the Black Mamba. You know, that's Floyd's uncle, and he was a champion for a number of years. But his legs are like the thinnest legs I've ever seen of an athlete. Brandon Ingram now is that guy. He needs to beef up a little, get in the weight room. And look, you have a lifestyle away from your sport, but your sport is going to make you the money to give you more of a lifestyle that you pleasure. So forget about that. Get a different tailor. Up your game. Up your sleeves. Put the shoulder pads on if you're Ingram. And if the Lakers, in my estimation, Zubac and Brandon Ingram. And you could talk all the others. To me, Ball is expendable. Kuzma, I think, is the one that you would argue. I think he has the most talent, raw talent. But this kid, Zubac, is going to be very good as a center. Centers, we don't value them as much in the NBA as in the past, but they're still all that. So we'll see what happens. You may have to give three of those four up and a number one or and a number two. And then there's a case of where they're going to end up. Are they going to make the postseason? Well, here's the way it looks right now. Tomorrow night, the Lakers play the 76ers, okay? They have a total of 7 games between now and the All-Star break. I said, I think it was Friday or Monday, I don't think LeBron James is going to play before the All-Star break. Every week, they say, oh, two more weeks. Well, in a few more weeks, we'll be at the All-Star game. So here's their schedule. They got the Sixers. Obviously, LeBron's not going to be back for that. Then they have 6 consecutive road games. You call the Clippers a road game, but the Clippers are the home team there. Then they play the Dubs. Then they play Indy, the C's, the 76ers, and Atlanta. How many of those games are they going to win? Maybe 2, 3, perhaps? With that win last night, they kept themselves above 500 at 26-24, so they're 2 games behind the Clippers at 28-22. Sacramento's at 500, sitting right behind them. So the question is this: what do you do if you're the Lakers? Do you bring LeBron back to play and you may not even make the playoffs? You saw what Kawhi Leonard did last year in a different scenario, when him and Pops got into it, and he just said, you know what, screw it, I'll be injured the whole year and then, you know, get me out of here. LeBron's not going to leave the Lakers. However, I don't think he plays before the All-Star break. And if you're not in the mix and you lose, let's say you lose 5 of those 7 games and you drop behind Sacramento, now you're in number 10. Clippers are number 8. You're number 9. I mean, do you bring him back at all? Or do you bring him back and spot him? See, and that's also a thing you have to consider about the fans. Are you cheating the fans? Of course you are, but you may be saving the GOAT, which is saving the franchise, and you may get the brow. So we'll see what happens. I don't know if LeBron's coming back before the All-Star break. That I'll say, and I do believe will be the case. So we'll see how that turns out in the end. All right. Saw the Pro Bowl sparingly. Generally, I bet it over. And fortunately, I didn't bet it at all because they have rule changes. For example, they're in Orlando. It's raining. Final score, AFC 26-7 over the NFC. Patrick Mahomes, MVP. He looked good in that first quarter, by the way. The total in that game was 57. So went way under, and that's due to rule changes and the elements. The biggest rule change of all, keep this in mind if you're betting that game and the total, they now have a running clock. Okay? Running clock meaning even when there's an incomplete pass, the clock keeps running. It doesn't stop. Running clock means it's going to be a low-scoring game or lower than it generally would be, like a 56 to 47 game. You ain't getting any more in the Pro Bowl. Standard, no blitz, certain defenses you can't kind of confuse the quarterback. You want to make it fair so no one gets injured or tricked. But whole different animal now. AP, college hoops, Tennessee still at number one, Duke, Virginia, Gonzaga, Michigan, your front five, and then Reno is at number eight. They dropped down one space. So the Rebels get Reno at the Thomas and Mack tomorrow night. The Rebels had a tough time at San Diego State. They just don't win down there. The last 2 years I didn't go, but 5 years in a row I went down to Aztec Country, and the Rebels really got blown out. 94-77, your final in that game Saturday. Now, not only did they get beat down by the Aztecs, and don't get me wrong, they're still in a good position in the conference, but the schedule gets tougher. But then afterwards, they go to the Lindbergh Field to fly back to Vegas, and their flight got screwed up. So guess what? They had to take, an 8-hour bus ride from San Diego back to Vegas. That's awful. It's horrid. They struggle, though. The Rebels, they are 248th in field goal percentage in the country at 43%. Point score, 224th. They are 155th in three-pointers, shooting about 35%. And in rebounding, though, that's where they surge and they slay. They are 20th in the nation. They grab 40 to 41 boards a game, and they're top 10, I believe, in offensive rebounds. So they do well there. James Harden, he does well wherever it is. Doesn't matter. The Beard dropped 40 last night. They trailed by 16 against Orlando, and they won the game 103-98. Harden had 40. So with the 40-40 club kicking 23 times now in a row, he dropped 30 or more. Is he MVP? What do you think? And then breaking news. Chiefs wide receiver DeAnthony Thomas arrested in Kansas. That was that came out today, but it was over the weekend. Possession of weed. I hope it was top shelf. And drug paraphernalia. You know about all that stuff. What's going on with you, man?
Got my attention.
Yeah, got your attention. Paper. Well, the good stuff will get your attention. What time is it, brother?
Up in your face. Powered by Symmetry Medical Spa.
I'm going to make this pencil disappear. Ta-da! It's gone.
And now I'm going to have to kill this fucking clown.
What's that noise?
Oops. I farted. I didn't think you would hear me.
Up in your face.
In your face.
In your face.
About to get up in your face. 3:13. You know, it seems to always be something really fishy or strange going down and blowing up in Florida, right?
Always.
One state you think of.
Every time.
If you're looking for a good story to get up in someone's face or dope.
Jared, I was talking to him earlier, the other producer, and he mentioned something. He was like, just go to Florida R, it's Reddit. Everything with Florida on Reddit is like just basically we could do up in your face for the next 3 years off of that.
Guns, bow and arrows, and in this case, a hand grenade. This dude over the weekend, him and his girl, I guess they're out looking for some steel or metal, you know, fishing for it. And they come across this hand grenade from World War II. So what do you do? If you found a hand grenade, let's say you found a hand grenade right here in the studio at Lotus, what would you do with it? Would you run? Would you pick it up?
We have a lot of old stuff in here, like old radio stuff.
So right.
Maybe I'd see if it's actually, you know, like functioning. But
you would pull the clip.
No. I just mean if it's real or not. No, you're right though.
This is crazy.
I get if it's like a real grenade and I can see that.
This is a real grenade.
I'm not really sure. I feel like maybe I would. I'm really calm under pressure.
Would you report it?
Yeah, I'm just not sure if I would be like,
you know what I would
do? Receptionist and be like, hey, we need to get everybody out of the building.
You know what I would do?
Maybe take it and just.
I'd pocket it. You never know it was here. And if you mess with me, man.
Wow.
I'm putting
He's
it in
joking,
your,
folks.
I'm putting it in your muffler and I'm pulling the clip.
I mean, we do have a truck I really want to get rid of here.
That's a way to salvage that
there
bad
you go.
Boy. Anyway, this fisherman basically threw this grenade in his trunk, drove to a Taco Bell. Okay? Went in the Taco Bell, called police, and they had to evacuate the Taco Bell. So why do you go to Taco Bell? Why not just, you got it, you got your cell phone. Why not just call the po-po man right there while you got a fishing hook? Huh? Why not just say, hey, you know, when nobody else is around, you don't have to cause just
hysteria.
Hell, yeah. Right? Call the po-po man right there and say, hey, listen, it ain't me. But I got a hand grenade. I don't know if it's live or not, but yeah. Can you come get it? But no, he's going to Taco Bell. Maybe he's going to get a free dollar meal, something off the menu for free. Hey, come on. I turned this in. Can you hook me up for a week? Me and my girl?
Did he elaborate on it? Was his
dude,
thought?
He's a Floridian, okay?
Say no more.
He just basically got up in everybody's face.
Up in your face. In your face. In your face.
Yeah, I always have to be the one to make the lighthearted stories to even them out of your craziness
right.
Here. So on Twitter, if you're familiar with Patton Oswalt, the comedian, actor, he is not a Trump supporter. This isn't a real political. This is a feel-good story, so don't worry. So Michael Beatty, a 64-year-old from Alabama who is a Republican based on his tweets. He had recently returned home from a two-week stay at a hospital. He had fell into a coma, had some complications from diabetes and sepsis. He was really angered by a post from comedian Patton Oswalt, which was criticizing Trump, as he often does. But I don't know. The guy got sick of it. And so he responded with, I just realized why I was so happy you died in Blade Trinity, which is an old movie, I guess, Oswalt was in. Oswalt responded with, I guess he began to, like, he was going to clown him. Then he read into his tweets and realized about his situation with, you know, being in the hospital and stuff. So, up in your face, killing him with kindness, Oswalt then points his 4.5 million followers to Beatty's GoFundMe account, which is to help cover his medical expenses. And Oswalt also donated $2,000 himself to the fund, which had only been up to $600 at this point. And the fund has now accumulated more than $30,000 as of Friday. I couldn't even get an update for today, so it could even be more. Some of the funny things that were, or not funny, the interesting things that were said on Twitter. Basically, Oswald's response was, oh man, this dude just attacked me, and I joked back, but then looked at his timeline. He's in a lot of trouble. I'd be peed off too. He's been dealt some crappy cards. Let's give him some good ones. Click and donate. Changed the guy's whole perception. The guy was like, I was an angry Republican, but I can't be mad at that. So I thought that was really cool. Way to take it there, kill him with the kindness, and help someone out too in the meantime.
Up in your face. In your face. In your face.
Even when they're attacking you.
Yeah,
you
know, not bad.
Still got to attack.
All right, we're taking you to Boston. Okay, some crazies up there too. Mm-hmm. Now, this took place Friday about 4:30 p.m. This dude, 65-year-old Mr. K, his last name is kind of difficult to pronounce, so we won't screw it up. And this younger fellow by the name of Mark Fitzgerald, they got into a sideswipe incident and road rage occurred from there. So now, they're on Interstate 90. For those of you back in that area, you kind of know, make you familiar with what's going on in Massachusetts. So the dude got sideswiped and the younger guy tried to get away. That's Fitzgerald. So Mr. K said, no, you can't, no, stop till wait till the police get here. He calls the police, but then the dude tries to jet. He tries to floor it. So 65-year-old Mr. K jumps on the hood of the car and they get up on the freeway and they start doing it Mr. Fitzgerald's way. And Mr. K's hair is blowing and they're up to 65, 70 miles per hour. Dude's, I mean, he's a stuntman, okay? And he's swaying back and forth, and you got people with their phones. You can see the video up on social media. So Evel Knievel's on the car and Mr. K hanging off. And the dude won't stop. So cars are like, everybody's looking at this. This dude's hanging on. And finally he gets off. And the Popo Man pulls up and they both get arrested for different reasons. But dude, I mean, honestly, take the license plate down.
Right.
Right? And let it be. Okay, he sideswiped your car. You got to worry about the insurance, but you report it. DMV will take care of this dude. For example, I nearly had road rage over the weekend. I'm on the 95 coming across downtown.
That's
and the traffic's down to, well, it's down to two lanes now. And so the dude behind me is, you know, he cuts in front of me and it's okay. I'm like, I just blink my lights on him, let him know. And so then he flips me off. And so, all right, I flipped him back off. I gave him the double birdie and I shouldn't have, but I did.
Happens.
So then eventually I got back in front of him and he gives me a look. And then he goes on the shoulder around me. And so I'm like, you know what? I'm like, I don't want to get into it. I got too many things going on that's positive in my world. But unlike Mr. K, I didn't jump on his hood. I didn't get up in his face.
Up in your face. In your face. In your face.
I'm glad you didn't. That's the difference is at that point when one of the two people decides it's not that serious. I've been in that phase too where I'm just like, I'm going to just walk away. Yeah. It's the right thing to do. this is fun. Dr. Ruth, I don't even know how to pronounce her last name. You guys all know her.
Is this
Dr.
Miss Ruth?
The Dr.
Sexy
Ruth Westheimer, all 4'7" of her.
Mm-hmm.
Stopped by the Sundance Film Festival at a studio to discuss Ask Dr. Ruth, her upcoming documentary about her life and work, which will be on Hulu. And it's also that she's revealed that she's writing a new edition of her 1995 handbook, Sex for Dummies. This woman is a treasure.
That's for you.
Hey, we're all dummies, right? she explained that her new edition, by the way, her fourth, will be focused on millennials. She'll talk about the questions about loneliness, about the art of conversation, STDs, and all kinds of issues. And she added that the book would be coming out in 2019. Some of the things she's speaking on are that she does not believe in one-night stands. And she was also asked what she would say if she was alone in the room with President Trump.
Is she down with the train?
Her answer was that she does not want to be alone in a room with the President of the United States. It's a very political, great answer. Hulu got the theatrical streaming rights to Ask Dr. Ruth before Sundance. Like I said, the document will be out 2019. She's 90 years old. That's a wise woman right there. Look, all jokes aside, anyone that age knows some things. I mean, encountered all kinds of things and went through how many generations? Like, it was different. It's interesting.
I thought you were going to say she went through how many men.
Hey, you know what? You can't be mad at whatever the count is. Look, she's 90.
And still rocking it.
If it was one a year since she was 20, I mean.
Hills up in the air.
Yeah. But, she's great. So I wanted to report that story for those of you that might need some info.
You freak.
Up in your face. In your face. In your face.
It's an ironic drop for that.
Yeah. Coming up later, going to tell you about my Super Bowl party, where it's going to be located. Also, lighters and dope. On deck, across the street, Mike Lewis. He is the racing sportsbook manager over at the Suncoast. We're going to be hopping? Should I say swap hopping or hopping propping? Propping. Hopping on the props. Up next here on Power Play.
Symmetry Medical Spa. They'll straighten you up from head to toe. Call them at 702-749-7575. That's Symmetry Medical Spa.
Symmetry Medical Spa wants you to laugh, love, and live again. How, you ask? Symmetry Medical Spa is offering FemTouch. FemTouch is a medical, non-invasive urinary incontinence procedure that will control bladder leakage and tighten the vaginal wall. It only takes 2 to 3 treatments and only 5 minutes of your time in our office. Symmetry Medical Spa always offers free consultations, and for a limited time, you can receive $1,000 off. Easy financing. Lands are available. Call now, 702-749-5. And ask about their free Botox special. Se habla español.
For the best Southern fixin' and soul food in town, you gotta hit up TC's Rib Crib. 3655 South Durango, number 18. They have the best spare ribs in town. Fried chicken? Been there, done that. Check out their award-winning catfish, also the candied yams, their collard greens, Kids eat free on Monday. TC Rib Crib. Give them a call at 702-451-RIBS. 702-451-7427. TC Rib Crib, the best soul food in Vegas.
Few things in life are more exciting than Las Vegas' hometown hockey team. If you're going to some of the games this season, Ellis Island invites you to join them for a great pregame experience. Starting 2 hours before every game, stop by for the best pregame special. $6 slap shots. That's a shot in any Ellis Island beer along with some snacks. Before the puck drops, head for Ellis Island on Koval Lane at Flamingo for some great pregame fun. You might even win a custom-made hometown hockey jersey. Ellis Island says have fun and please drink responsibly.
Symmetry Medical Spa wants you to have the big, luscious lips you have always dreamed about. In just 20 minutes, you can have the lips you always desired, and for a limited time, when you buy one filler, you get Botox for free. Yes, that's right. No gimmicks, no fine print. Buy one filler and get free Botox. Get the lips to match your beautiful body and watch the heads turn. Call now, 702-749-7575 to schedule your appointment or visit SymmetryMedicalSpa.com. Symmetry Medical Spa. 749-7575. Se habla español.
Back on the streets of Vegas, feeling good here on a Monday. 26 past the hour as we move along. Keep in mind, lighters up, dope on deck. Then, of course, in that final go-round, we'll announce where I'm going to be hosting my Super Bowl party. It's been like, I guess, 17, 18 years in a row. I've been fortunate enough to host a party. So this year, no different. We'll just make it better if we can. This guy makes it better. He gets it done over at the Suncoast. He's a director of racing sports over there. Mike Lewis. Mike, how are you, brother?
I'm good, Pete. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for coming on. I know you're really busy, really tight. And I dropped in to pick up some of your props. And we'll jump right into those. Now, I got the sheet probably missing some of the other goods. So let me ask you this. Some of the listeners out there, they like to know. Unfortunately, the Vegas Golden Knights don't play on Sunday. However, it's a situation where you might have a basketball setup where you generally have a pretty good basketball player and team and the Super Bowl, and you have some props that you mix in together. Anything like that working?
Yeah, we'll have them up very shortly. And, yeah, the Golden Knights don't play on Sunday, but they do play Saturday. So looking into possibly, you know, you'd have to bet them a day early. But at least some matchups with them.
Now, those props will come up about when?
We're working on them, and they should be up fairly shortly, hopefully in the next day.
Okay, great. I'll come back. Now, some of the stuff we're looking at, this is one I jump on. I shopped around. There's other places where they have 6 minutes. 6 minutes, Dougie Fresh, you on. But here, you guys have 5.5 minutes. Will there be a score in the first 5.5 minutes of the game? That line, tell us currently where it is. I'll give you the numbers. That way you'll be able to find it easier. 3563.
Okay, let me check this out.
And yeah, that's...
let's see here.
That's a prop that generally I jump and I jump and I say no to.
Yeah, it's one of them things, you know, when you bet props, you almost have to play that game in your head to see how you think this game's actually going to play out. And right now that sits at no at minus 140.
Ooh, so they hit it. It was 125 when it opened. You know?
And so a lot of people think that, the little feeling out process early on.
Well, you know what happens? I mean, if the Patriots get the toss, if they win the toss, and we'll get to the coin toss here in a moment, too, Mike Lewis, of Director of Racing Sports over at the Suncoast, Belichick's going to take the ball. And what they did to the Chargers and what they just did to their last victim, the Chiefs, they'll take the football and they will keep it for 6, 7, 8 minutes, and then score a touchdown. That's what they did the last two games. So if they get the ball, it's probably going to win the no. And generally speaking, there is a filling out process. It's almost like a showcase chess match. We know football is all about a chess match between the coordinators and the head coaches. So you probably have that working, but in the Super Bowl, this is it. Okay, there is no tomorrow. You want the rings. You want the coin. So it's a case where they're probably going to fill each other out. I don't know how many risks will be taken in those first two drives. We'll see. Now, as far as the coin toss, that's on your front page.
And that would be 3-5-0-7. Patriots win the coin toss. Rams win the coin toss. Now, would it be heads or tails? I'll let you work on those. The Nevada Gaming Board, if I'm not mistaken, wasn't it a few years back that they wouldn't let you use the heads or tails in there?
Yeah, it was. They basically came out and said, you know, this is not actually a part of the game. That, you know, it comes in before the game, so it wasn't actually a part of the game. But now they realize, you know, really no harm in doing it as long as we know what it is. So we have both of them options, and right now heads is minus $1.06 and tails is minus $1.04. The same with the which team? The Patriots are minus $1.06 and the Rams $1.04. You know, I'm not sure exactly how you go and handicap a coin toss, right. but if you have a way, then, hey, you know, the VIG's right for you.
If you go with the percentages, you take heads because it's been going heads almost every year over the last few years.
Yeah, and seeing the early action, actually heads has gotten a little more play, that's for sure.
The number on the game, also the money line, and open at pick and 58. Tell us where the line is now. I know some places got as high as 3 with the Patriots, but tell me how quickly that thing moved from pick to 2, 2.5 for the Patriots.
It moved the night we put it up. We put it up, you know, right as the championship games got over with, you know, a week ago Sunday. And we opened a pick also, and, it got bet up pretty quick right up to the Patriots, driving it as high as 2.5. And when we were actually had Rams plus 3, minus 20 for quite a while, but it's back to right now Patriots minus 2.5, minus $1.20, and the total 57.
How about the money line?
Right now the Patriots are minus $1.35.
Do you think, and it would be weird to see this thing get as high as 3.5, you know, who knows, though, with the way betting is, and is there any impact or influence now that the country has opened up and other states have sports wagering in their states? Does it have any effect at all on what happens with the line here in Vegas?
I don't believe it does. It's you know, we're going to book what action we take in here. As far as going to 3.5, it would be some unforeseen, a lot of heavy betting on New England to get that high. Especially when you believe that you know, the California crowd's going to be coming in with quite a few probably back in their Rams. So I don't see we seeing any 3.5, but you know, stranger things have happened.
All right, let's jump into some of the more popular bets that the public and the sharps have been hitting so far here, Mike.
Okay, yeah, you know, a lot of the props, they definitely, the ones they really like, I believe, are the player props themselves. And, you know, we've seen, I know a lot of places, including us, you know, when you're talking player props, you're going to be looking at the most popular players. So definitely, you know, the Tom Brady props, everything involved with Tom Brady's going to be a higher handle on them. You know, total gross passing yards, what was first throw be, things like that nature. So, you know, a lot of action on the Tom Brady props.
Director of Racing Sports at the Suncoast, Mike Lewis, joining us here on Power Play. Mike, let's move over to page 370506. Some of the matchups, these are great, where you have players matching up against players on the opposite team. For example, Sony Michel against Todd Gurley. And the interesting thing here is how much is Gurley going to get now that Anderson is getting a lot of the minutes out there for the Rams?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, I think that's such a key to the game is going to be Todd Gurley and how much he can play. You know, I think, you know, if Gurley plays, I think you're going to see, you know, I definitely helps the Rams' cause. He's, you know, he's not only just a great player, he's their key player. And that's one of the props that has actually gotten quite a big some action on it, especially the longest rushing yards will be either Sony Michel or Todd Gurley. And a lot of bettors don't think that Todd Gurley is going to be quite as healthy, and Sony Michel's got some backing on that one.
And also, you've got him at plus 4.5. So, in other words, Gurley, if he beats him, he's got to beat him by 5 yards. And the money on that, has it moved? Because it was 115 each way.
Yeah, it's right now it's up to, you know, Sony Michel's plus 4.5 yards, but he's up to minus $1.80.
Man.
So, you know, I've been, trying to figure out, is Todd Gurley going to be healthy enough to, take some carries away from Anderson and be that main guy? And, you know, if he's not, then is Todd Gurley just going to be more of the third down pass catching running back?
Boy, I tell you, they're trashing these props, aren't they? They're jumping it early and just smashing and coming back and hitting it over and over again. Now, the big game MVP, that's the back of your page, 34-63 in that area.
Yeah, that's another interesting one that the most popular one's always been, you know, you're talking the, player to score first touchdowns and that. But now able to bet the actual most valuable player, which is for a long time you wouldn't have been able to bet that. But now they allow us to do that. And, yeah, Sony Michel, once again, is getting some backing along with, Gronkowski. Tom Brady's the odds-on favorite, of course. But, we are seeing, the Ram bettors think that they're going to get there. C.J. Anderson's gotten some backing also.
Yeah, for example, Anderson was 15-1. Michelle was 10-1. Are they locked in at that number or has it moved?
No, we're still locked in at those numbers. So them numbers are still good from the opening numbers. I believe that is going to be a very heavily bet prop come the weekend.
That is Mike Lewis, Director of Racing Sports at the Suncoast, as we prop hop here on Power Play. How long over the first weekend did you put your staff to work to get some of these up and running?
Well, we started putting these up midweek, and we got the packet that you have in your hand. We've had that up since I believe Saturday. So now we're just working on the crossover sport matchups that we're hoping to get out here shortly, and we'll be ready to rock and roll through next weekend.
Yeah, I'll come across for some of those. So, in all, how many props estimated do you think they'll become the time the pages are finished?
No, I'm expecting a few hundred props here.
Nice. Nice. As far as the game goes, do you see it swaying back where the Rams may start getting some play from the public, or will it be from the sharps?
Well, I think you're going to get some Ram play definitely from the public, just because, we know what Las Vegas is about on the weekends, and that's people from California coming here to Vegas. So I believe that you're going to get some money from California coming in, and then we'll just, you're going to have to wait and see. It's sort of a strange thing that, this type of game is sort of like a boxing match where usually the dog gets to play early on, and then the favorite money comes in late. And it's sort of a little bit of, I believe it's going to be a little bit reversed for this game.
Now, tell us about the phone app, because that had to be just a, man. Did you get all this stuff up on the phone app too, all these props?
Yeah, everything's up there. And, one thing we did last year, and we're going to do it again this year, is not only at halftime, of course, you're going to have halftime betting, but we're also going to have some second half props also.
Nice. Some new ones, some additional ones.
That'll be on the app also. And, of course, in-game play, wagering, where you can bet the quarters, you can bet continuous in-play, and we'll have some continuous props on there also.
Mike, what would be the biggest fear for yourself and other book directors if this would happen in the game, the one thing you don't want to see happen?
Right now, we've gotten hit with New England money, and you guess you're expecting some of the Ram money in. You hope you do get some of that money in. And, I personally, gambling aside, I'm just really hoping that we see a great game that, we don't have any controversies like we had for the championship weekend.
I know. And it's funny, I shared this, I think it was Monday. You and I, you came over, we sat and talked for about 20 minutes a week ago. And you gave me this suggestion, and I put it on the air, and I'm running with it. Now I stole it. I said, it's mine now. But
that's fine.
No, Mike said to me, he says, you know what, Seat, here's what they need to do to correct this problem with the PIs, the pass interference, no calls or calls. Give each team one challenge flag for the whole game, right? And if, you know, you could use it or you don't use it, but once you use it, it's done. Whether you're right or not, you get no bonuses. I like it, Mike.
Yeah, I just, you know, it's one of the things that you put in the back of your pocket. You know that, you know, you don't have to use it, and it's meant for that big game-changing play. It's not meant for, you know, oh, my gosh, I'm going to throw it, and we're going to get an extra 5 yards here in the third quarter. That's not going to make a big difference. But if you know you have that opportunity that come the end of the game or, a call or a non-call that's actually going to change the outcome, at least have a shot at it. And, you know, that's a little compromise. We both agree, you know. You don't want to challenge every play. I mean, football's a game lasts long enough now. You don't want to extend it to 4 hours and review every play. Someday maybe when technology gets there where they can do it instantaneous, that's great. It's still, there's a human element in the game, a human element in refereeing, but you don't want to change an outcome of a game because of a missed call or a wrong call. But, you know, it's we've been doing it since the day they've been playing, so we'll see. But I do have a feeling that there'll be some type of rule change before next season.
Yeah, glad I thought of that one. Yeah, right.
Yeah, very good. I like it. I can follow you on that one.
No, that's yours. But I'll share it with you though. But you thought of it. Hey, also tell us about the party action you're going to have over there at the Suncoast. I know it's going to be jumping.
Yeah, we're going to have a big party in our showroom, and the doors open at 1, but it's free, but we're going to start giving out tickets to actually get into the place because it will be max capacity. So they're going to start handing out tickets at 9 a.m. in front of the showroom, and your ticket will tell you what time to come back, and the doors open at 1, and then they'll have your seat. They'll have great food and drink specials, giant screen TVs, and we'll have a betting station inside the showroom also, so you can bet right in the showroom while you're watching the game.
And you know I have a couple of spots. That's my hub where I bet is right there at the Suncoast. So kind of tell me how it's going to be roped off, how many windows will be open for the folk that get there early. I don't know why people always want to get there at the last minute, but what's the setup going to be as far as how you have it roped off and how many windows you'll be jumping out for the big game?
You know, we're gonna have it set up just like we have every Sunday. We're going to have... we'll remove the seats in the sports book itself for the long lines and bring them back right at kickoff. And we'll have all our windows open. We'll have up to 14 windows at one time, and we'll get everyone's bed in with no problem. And hopefully we all see a good game and everyone has a great time.
Mike, before you go, any Super Bowl futures for next year up yet on teams?
Yeah. Yes, we did. We put them up for next year for the 2020 championship that's going to be played down in Miami, Florida.
Can you drop a couple?
The teams we're seeing here today or on Sunday, the Rams are actually a 9-2 favorite, followed by the Chiefs at 5-1 and the Patriots at 7-1.
Okay. You have them in front of you? I'm just checking on the Chargers.
Let's see. The Chargers open up at 12-1.
Okay. I'll lose my money on them again. Hey, anything we miss that you want to let the public know about here, Mike?
No, just, I hope everyone enjoys a great Super Bowl Sunday, and hopefully a lot of people get to cash some tickets, and let's just hope we see a really good game.
Do you think the handle will surpass? Every year now it's becoming a record. With the expansion of gambling across in sports in the nation, will it affect the handle, or will it still continue to rise and exceed last year's?
I can see it exceeding last year's. I really can, especially when you get a California team. I think you're going to get even more people from California interested. It's the trend. It's the way things are going now. That's just how the Super Bowl just gets bigger and bigger every year. Gambling is just a part of life now for most people. It's accepted, and it's showing that it's gambling is being accepted across the country, and I don't see it slowing down. And then, also with the mobile apps, so right. Much easier to bet. You can be in action from the opening kickoff throughout the game and with in-play wagering. I definitely see another record falling this year.
Mike, you run a good house over there at the Suncoast. You also on social media. Let the folks know your handle.
Yeah, on Twitter, it's Vegas Lou, L-E-W. And follow me. I don't post a whole lot, but, you know, I'm an avid hockey fan. So usually when I do, it's trending towards that way.
Go Knights, go, baby.
That's right.
Appreciate you, dog.
All right. See you. Talk to you.
All right. Mike Lewis, Director of Racing Sports over at the Suncoast. He is the man. We're going to step away. Lighters up. Dope is next.
No guts, no glory. This is Monster Jam. Presented by official partners America's Best Contacts and Eyeglasses and BKT Tires. Tickets start at $15. Restrictions may apply. Coming to Sam Boyd Stadium March 23rd.
Finley Toyota has new 2019 models arriving daily. Come see the new 2019 Corolla, Avalon, and CHR. At Finley Toyota, we'll do anything to sell you a car. For a great selection of new pre-owned vehicles, as well as no-hassle sales representatives, come to Finley Toyota. At Finley Toyota, we'll do anything to sell you a car.
We'll do anything to sell you a car.
Symmetry Medical Spa wants you to laugh, love, and live again. How, you ask? Symmetry Medical Spa is offering FemTouch. FemTouch is a medical, non-invasive urinary incontinence procedure that will control bladder leakage and tighten the vaginal wall. It only takes 2 to 3 treatments and only 5 minutes of your time in our office. Symmetry Medical Spa always offers free consultations, and for a limited time, you can receive $1,000 off. Easy financing. Lands are available. Call now, 702-749- and ask about their free Botox special. Se habla español.
For the best Southern fixin' and soul food in town, you gotta hit up TC's Rib Crib. 3655 South Durango, number 18. They have the best spare ribs in town. Fried chicken, been there, done that. Check out their award-winning catfish, also the candied yams, their collard greens. Kids eat free on Monday. TC Rib Crib. Give them a call at 702-451-RIBS. 702-451-7427. TC Rib Crib, the best soul food in Vegas.
Few things in life are more exciting than Las Vegas hometown hockey team. If you're going to some of the games this season, Ellis Island invites you to join them for a great pregame experience. Starting 2 hours before every game, stop by for the best pregame special. $6 slap shots. That's a shot in any Ellis Island beer along with some snacks. Before the puck drops, head for Ellis Island on Koval Lane at Flamingo for some great pregame fun. You might even win a custom-made hometown hockey jersey. Ellis Island says have fun and please drink responsibly.
Symmetry Medical Spa wants you to have the big, luscious lips you have always dreamed about. In just 20 minutes, you can have the lips you always desired, and for a limited time, when you buy one filler, you get Botox for free. Yes, that's right. No gimmicks, no fine print. Buy one filler and get free Botox. Get the lips to match your beautiful body and watch the heads turn. Call now, 702-749-7575 to schedule your appointment or visit symmetrymedicalspa.com. Symmetry Medical Spa. 749-7575. Te habla español.
Man, I've been saving for a special occasion.
Looks like a quarter pounder, man. Let's blow.
Man, be careful with that, man. Is it heavy stuff, man? Will it blow me away?
It's time now for, man, that show is dope.
3:48 in the valley. Lighters up. Pass it. That's what this former NFL Hall of Famer is doing. He's in the weed game now. Legendary Joe Football Montana. How about this? Joe's a happy man. He's pretty mellow these days, I'm sure, too. He invested in the weed game. He announced he was part of a $75 million investment made in a California marijuana company. And it's above board on the West Coast. The amount he contributed is unknown, but we know that this is the second time he's dumped money into Mary Jane. Do you love me, Mary Jane? The first was into the cannabis media company called Herb. In 2017, Montana said he believes his recent investment is supporting an industry that can, quote, provide relief for many people who make serious impact of opioid use and addiction. I agree with that. I mean, plus it makes you feel pretty good, is what Ari tells me.
Wow.
So for Joe Montana, I'm going to say he's dope.
Oh, what do I know? I don't.
Yeah, right.
He is dope. The opioid thing. The first thing I thought of immediately was, I mean, how many football players, well, and athletes in general, but football especially, right? Because of the pain and the, you know, the strenuous activities that they go through. So I know that opioid addiction and use is pretty prevalent. So that's pretty cool.
Mike Tyson has a big farm out in California too. I got to get Mike on. For those that don't know, Mike's
a
personal
good
friend.
Interview. That.
Yeah, and his final fight, his final boxing match, it was October 6, 2006. In Youngstown, Ohio, I was the guy in the tux. I was the ring announcer.
That's awesome.
That was my first ring announcer assignment.
Wow.
And it was fun.
Where do you go from there?
I know. Down.
I'm just
in here.
I mean,
right?
That in a good way. But
I'm not in the ring anymore, and the tux doesn't fit.
Yeah.
So I guess you eat a bunch of Cheeto puffs and you sit on your sofa.
All right.
And you lose your bets.
Hey, that's good.
What you got?
Mine, so you remember in Dope a long time ago, you know, for those of you that pay attention, I reported the Jeffrey Owens, the guy who played on the Cosby Show. Who did he play? He played the daughter's husband, right?
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, so he was the one, so he worked at Trader Joe's, and a picture of him, you know, bagging some groceries went viral. Yeah, they destroyed him, you know, picking this. You know, all these things that weren't true. And as you know, like a lot of people came to his support, and he really took it well. So he is now back to work. He was at the Screen Actors Guild Awards, and he actually was part of their I'm an Actor segment. It's kind of an introduction. They tapped him for that. He got a rousing applause and standing ovation and all that. Just because, you know, I mean, these guys, you know how it is. That's their craft, and everybody's doing the same thing. It's not... it's not anything to be ashamed of to be out of work, let's be honest, as an actor. I mean, it's not always stable.
Well, look at me.
Exactly.
Out of work.
He was doing the ring announcing. And
now I'm nobody. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm in the blue corner.
Far from the truth. See, we're not ashamed of you here. So that's my point here. Is they spoke with him. He said it's not it's nothing to be ashamed to be out of work, but to be proud of whatever you do, you know? So I deliberately brought it today. I'm wearing it all today just to make a point. I guess he wore some of his Trader Joe's stuff. From this came, he was given $25,000 from Nicki Minaj, a musical musician, which he then donated to an actor's fund. And he was actually able to get some acting gigs out of this whole thing, not because they felt bad for him, just because it kind of shed some light. So I think it's dope. Anytime you try to bring someone down, that's your MO. Kind of just like the Patton Oswalt thing. This guy just wanted to rip him up and then comes out and the whole outcome is all positive. I love that stuff. It's like the opposite of bittersweet. It's dope.
Pimping ain't easy.
That's right.
Well, playing football at quarterback and you're 41 years of age ain't easy either. Tom Brady is showing us, though, he is the GOAT. And you can argue all you want. I always thought Joe Montana was the best ever. You could say John Elway was the best ever as far as playing quarterback. But I'm going to make it my point that he's the GOAT. He's not only the best quarterback of all time as Tom Brady, but Tom Terrific is the best football player of all time. I mean, look, the guy went to Michigan, was a sixth-round selection. He, everybody always bet against him, right? Kind of like Drew Brees. Drew Brees is not tall enough, but he gets on those lifters, man, and he can spin it. Well, so can Tom Brady. He can spin it. He does well. He does better than everyone else, and he's about to pick up, I believe, his sixth trophy. But he was asked yesterday, and how about this, by the way? The Rams made a mistake. The Rams decided they were going to have their send-off for their team to the Super Bowl in Atlanta at the new stadium site where there's nothing. It's in Inglewood. It's Gangville. It's Gangland, USA. So instead of having it at some big place or in the Coliseum or someplace, you know, downtown, right, where everyone could get to it, they put it in Inglewood, in the hood. And they had maybe 200 people, maybe 2,000, I could be, 2,000 people show up. The Patriots did their thing and had 36,000 people show up for their send-off. So they're asking Tom Brady, one reporter asked him, well, is it really possible that you go till you're 45? What are the chances that you don't?
Julian being out the first four games, Gronk dealing with some injuries,
yep.
Josh Gordon coming and going.
Yeah.
How did you get here?
Yeah, I know. It's never linear. I mean, I guess you have a few years in there, and I can think of a few in our team history that just kind of went, like, obviously the 07 team. And, you know, 2010, I thought we had a great team. We lost to the Jets in the playoffs. And there are some other years that are just, you gotta fight and claw. 2001 was like that. This year has been like that. You gotta believe that you can do it. And I think, you know, the team has a lot of poise. There's no panic, obviously, in our coach. You know, sometimes when you lose, you know, that's where you learn the most. And if you let it discourage you to the point where that one loss becomes two, the two becomes three, well, then you have a tough season.
The greatest of all time, Tom Brady. Going to the Super Bowl again.
Let's just talk quickly about mortality, age. You have the chance to do something that nobody has ever done at 41 years old. Is there any chance that this is your last game? Zero.
Zero.
Say it. I don't want to just say it.
There's zero. Yeah, okay. There's zero. I've said that for a long time. I feel like I'm asked that a lot, and I feel like I repeat the same answer, but no one wants to believe me.
I feel
but...
like one of the coaches in the AFC East, like, trying to tell you, are you sure this is not the end?
I know. I know. I just, you know, I've set a goal for myself at 45, and like I said before, it's very hard to make it that far. I know how hard it was this year, you know, and the commitment it takes, and hopefully I've learned from some of the things that happened this year to be better next year, but every year is tough.
Whether it's the pliability, the hydration, all those things, what you're doing now is validating what you preach. You're playing at an age that no one else has done. What would it be that would keep you from playing anymore? What would stop you from playing?
That's a good question. I mean, I think it's just, I'm gonna know when the time's right, and I'm gonna feel like, okay, I've kind of had enough, and, you know, I don't quite feel like that yet. I feel like, you know, I've still made a lot of improvements, and I still feel like, you know, I can continue to do it at a championship level. And I think that's, you know, where I was at before, and that's still where I'm at now.
There you go, Tom Brady. Lighters down, dope done. Final go-around brought to you by Reliable Banner at ReliableBanner.com. I will be at Shooters Sunday. I'll be there about 2:45, getting ready for the party. That, of course, is a cowboy bar. So I'm broke between, okay, I know I'm giving away cowboy gear at a cowboy bar, but I may try to slip in a Ram jersey. Cool. You good with that? Patriots, I got some of that stuff, but they don't want that over there. So we'll pitch it. That'll do it. For Mike U, for Ari, I'm Seed Williams Folk, and also for Mike Lewis, chin stuck low, guards up high. See you on the radio Thursday. For Mo, power up. Right now, power out.